This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Patty.
And guess what? Sales of RVs are down. As a matter of fact, some of the manufacturers are not putting out the 24s yet. They're delaying them. And the reason for that is because sales are down and they have a high inventory of 23s that are still on the lots. And there are still a lot of 22s on the lots.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
No, it's not. Not for the RV industry.
Yeah.
But if you are a buyer, it's good for you. And let me tell you something. If you go to buy an RV, you don't pay list price. Negotiate, negotiate, negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
It's your money.
Yeah.
And we're hearing from people who are saying, hey, they're getting a really good value for their trade-ins as well.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little word to the wise.
It's so tempting to trade this in and get something a little bit nicer. We could get like a, this is a 2022, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could get like a something 10 years old or 8 years old. That's really like a nice, nice
like
Newmark.
A Dutch Star?
Like a Dutch Star or something.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw like a
Susan got one.
We just saw a 2014 Dutch Star that Susan had just got. And oh, was it beautiful.
That was fantastic.
And it's got a lot more bells and whistles than this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so tempting. But.
But it's used.
Do you buy used or do you buy new? Some people, they're just going to buy used. But then the problem is you're getting somebody else's problems.
And you don't know how they treated it.
You don't know what's going on.
You don't know what they put in the tanks.
And depending on where you get it from.
You don't know if it was hit.
Yeah.
So.
Depending on where you get it from, if you get it from a dealership, they're not going to care. They're just going to maybe give it to you as is, and you're going to have a lot of problems.
Right. So, yeah, be very, very
careful.
So I careful.
Like brand new
mm-hmm.
just for those reasons.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But, boy, it's tempting to find something that maybe had a
do you realize we have had 3 years of doing this, and
yeah.
we've had three RVs?
Well, so.
I don't think we need a fourth.
Oh, man.
All right.
All right. Anyway, enough of that.
Right. I did want to mention one economic indicator.
Okay.
And a lot of the economists follow this. It's called the Elkhart Employment Stat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in January, employment in Elkhart dropped 4.5%. And that scared a lot of the economists because they worry about our economy here in America.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the economy is based on a lot of that employment and what people are buying with RVs. And it's, of course, an indicator for the RV industry, meaning that sales are going to pull back. And sure enough, they have.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind. But we thought with this episode, we would give you 7 reasons why we chose a motorhome over a fifth wheel or a towable.
Yeah.
You know, Class A motorhome offers many advantages over a fifth wheel. However, Fifth wheels also offer many advantages that motorhomes do not have.
Well, yeah, like fifth wheels, they have the tall ceilings, they have island in the kitchen.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
So one isn't really better than the other because you know what? The choice is up to you.
Yeah.
You have to find what is best for you based upon your needs. And that's why we always say rent before you buy.
Mm-hmm.
Try everything until you find what really works for you.
Yeah.
Now we have a couple, Tim and Sue, who are good friends of ours, and they have a teardrop trailer,
mm-hmm.
and they absolutely love it. That's all they need.
Yeah.
And they take it everywhere.
They don't live full-time in it, obviously, but they take it on their camping trips.
And they
trips.
Have a blast with
it. Yeah.
But here are the seven reasons why we chose a motorhome over a towable. And a towable means a trailer, a fifth wheel, anything that you tow.
Mm-hmm.
What is number seven?
I would say number seven is that we don't have to have a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
So we can just have our Jeep that we tow behind this.
Right.
And it's easier to get around in.
Yeah, that's true.
If you got to go to the grocery store or if you go exploring.
Mm-hmm.
So with the towable or the fifth wheel, you have to have a pickup truck. And some of those are going to be really big pickup trucks.
And they're going to be very expensive.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, pickup trucks have really gone through the roof as far as expense.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a pickup truck and you want to sell it, I'll tell you, it's a good time to sell it because you'll get a lot out of it.
Yeah.
But especially those duallys, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Those are really expensive trucks.
And you really need it sometimes for these huge fifth wheels.
Yes, and they're making them bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
No doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
What is number six?
Number six is when danger comes knocking, you can just simply drive off.
That's true.
Not that it really does very often, but you just never know. We've never been in any kind of danger or anything.
Well, you know, we ran from a storm once in Sorrington, Wyoming.
Right.
And all we did is unhook our utilities and we took off.
Yeah.
And we were out of there in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, because hail was heading for us.
Right. And if you have a towable, that's a different story.
Yeah.
It's going to take you a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
But the entire vehicle is enclosed. It's much more difficult to steal a parked motorhome than a fifth wheel.
Yeah.
You know, somebody could always just hook up a truck and drive off with a fifth wheel unless you take the extra money and extra time to put a lock on it.
Mm.
There are special locks that you can get.
Uh-huh.
What is it? 82%.
82% of the RVs that are stolen are travel trailers.
Mm-hmm. And guess whose teardrop trailer was attempted to be stolen?
Yeah, from their parking
lot. Yeah, Tim and Sue, they have that teardrop trailer. Somebody tried to steal it from the parking lot.
Yeah, they didn't get far, but they tried.
Right. And they had it parked in their parking lot at their apartment.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as if they were camping in it.
Right.
Somebody tried to steal it.
Yeah.
But still, somebody tried to steal it.
You know,
it's like, oh, man. I'll tell you, doesn't that make you mad?
Mm.
All right, let's get on to number five. Reason number five why we chose a motorhome over a fifth wheel.
Well, number five, the motorhome is built on a Freightliner, a Spartan, or a Ford truck frame.
Yeah.
You can carry a heavier load. You know, you can carry a full tank of water for boondocking.
You know, that's really important. Recently, there have been warnings from some of the manufacturers of trailers to be careful. Do not travel with a full tank of water.
Really? Wow.
Because that tank can literally collapse through the frame onto the ground and cause a big mess, big accident, who knows what.
Mm-hmm.
But read the fine print, find out, because some of them are warning their customers, do not travel with a full tank of water. Wait until you get somewhere to fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's like, what are you doing? If you want to go boondocking and you want to take 50 gallons of water with you, you know, the manufacturer says, well, fill up when you get to your campsite. Well, if you're boondocking, there might not be any water. You got to bring it with you.
Right.
So that kind of puts a damper on things.
Yeah.
But read the fine print. Some towables, you know, the fifth wheels, will be able to handle a full water tank being towed. Some will not. But that has become an issue here in the last few months.
Mm-hmm. But here's another thing. Just from what I've seen, I'm not real familiar with this, but it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of storage space on those. So like with this, we can store all kinds of stuff underneath.
Yeah, that's right.
Because of the frame and the way it's built. We call it the basement. there's all kinds of storage under there.
But you can stow things under a motorhome and literally push it from one side to the other.
Oh, yeah.
You've got plenty of room.
The doors would open on both sides, so you can see right through it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know they're improving the fifth wheel storage situation.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, like Brinkley's new fifth wheel has a lot of storage space.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, things are getting improved for the fifth wheels, but for a motorhome, you have no problem with storage.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Number four
is the ability to pull straight into a site or back into it.
Yeah, with a motorhome, let's say we're on a lake and we have a site that you're going to have to back into. And it's like, yeah, okay, if I back into this and I look out my front window, all I'm going to see is motorhomes across from me.
Mm-hmm.
What if I pull straight in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can with a motorhome.
Right.
Especially if you have an extension cord and an extension on your sewer and your hose. You have no problems. And we've done that a few times.
Yeah, especially if you're on a river. I remember when we were in New Orleans and we were right on the river. It was beautiful, but there was a fifth wheel near us. And of course, he backed in. And it's like, he didn't even have windows on the back, you know? And it's like, what a waste of a sight.
Yeah, some fifth wheels do have the big window in the back.
Yeah, not all of them, though.
But not all of them.
Yeah.
So that is a definite advantage for a motorhome.
But then again, here's another thing. With a fifth wheel, if you're pulling like a fifth wheel or a trailer, you can back it up. But if you're in a motorhome with a car attached to the end, you can't back that up.
No, you can't.
You have to unhook it to back it up.
Yeah, because the tow hitch will get severely damaged.
Yeah, so there's that advantage with the fifth wheel or the trailer there. But for us, it doesn't really matter. We're so used to this.
All right, what is number three?
Number three is it's easier and faster to set up. Level, attach the utilities. You know, if it's raining, we can wait until it stops because we can just put out our slides and run everything off our generator.
Mm-hmm. A generator comes standard on a motorhome.
Mm-hmm.
It does not.
It's built in.
It does not on a towable.
Yeah.
And in most cases, fifth wheels do not have generators.
Mm-hmm.
You have to order it extra.
Yeah.
And if you do get a generator for your fifth wheel or your towable, by all means, lock it up.
Yeah.
Because they get stolen all the time.
Yeah.
You got to be careful of theft.
Yeah, people might store them on the back of their trailer or their fifth wheel. And if they're sitting in traffic somewhere,
They can get stolen.
Yeah.
We've heard reports of that.
Yeah.
If somebody's going through traffic, they had their generator on the back and it disappeared.
Yep.
Somebody came in the street and stole it real fast. So, yeah, be careful of that. But I'll tell you, having a generator does help because if you're boondocking, it's nice to be able to have that extra power. And same thing, like if you're on a cloudy day and your solar isn't powering you as much as possible, that generator comes in real handy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get on to number two, the second biggest reason that we chose a motorhome over a fifth wheel or towable.
Well, I love this. If we're driving somewhere and I need to use the bathroom, we don't have to stop. We don't have to go to a rest area.
Believe me, that's a big reason.
I can just go in the back and just use the bathroom.
Well, same thing with if we're driving and, you know, you're putting on a long day, you can make me a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I can make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, cup of coffee, things like that, you know?
And it is. It's easy to pull into a rest area and you can get up, you can stretch.
Yeah, we don't have to get out.
And you don't have to go
in the bathroom.
The bathrooms in rest areas.
Oh, they got to be really bad by
now. Oh, man, I'll tell you, it's like, you know, do people do this at home?
Oh.
Make such a mess?
Yeah, it's terrible.
You walk out of some of those places, and it's like, I got to burn my shoes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to walk back in my RV with this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really gross.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be able to just have your own unit and make coffee, go to the bathroom, and not have to get out of the truck, especially if it's raining or whatever the case.
Yeah.
So that is a handy-dandy thing mm-hmm. for motorhomes.
Yeah.
All right. And number one, the number one reason why we chose a motorhome over a fifth wheel or a towable.
Oh, that is the big view out that front window.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for driving or if you're camping, you can just pull straight in when you're camping. And remember when we went to Frankenmuth?
Mm-hmm.
It was all woods behind us, but we said, you know what? Let's pull in. Boy, that was such a pretty view, looking at the woods mm-hmm. instead of being backed in and looking at everybody in the campground.
Right.
Love that.
Yeah,
you know?
That was fantastic.
Fun.
But mm-hmm. that big view out the front window, the windshield, is incredible, especially if you want to video something, take pictures. But you know, half of what we do when we RV, when we travel, we're on the road.
Yeah.
And that view is so important.
Oh, when you're driving, oh my gosh.
It's incredible.
The views, especially out west with the mountains and the...
Yeah, the desert, going through the desert,
yeah.
mountains, rock formations.
You can just see forever and you're high up. Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, or when you pull in and look at a lake or look at a river or whatever you want. You don't have to always back in everywhere. So
yeah.
it's kind of fun.
Or
you know?
You're driving through a national park and you're looking out this big, huge window at all the sights.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Well, those are the seven reasons that we chose a motorhome over a fifth wheel or a towable. But mm-hmm. like I say, it's your choice.
Yeah.
And it depends on your situation, what works for you.
You know what? We have to do sometime. We have to interview somebody that has a fifth wheel and get their seven opinions on why they prefer a fifth wheel.
Yeah, we know
Wouldn't
a lot of people with fifth wheels.
Yeah, that would be really interesting.
That would be. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Equal time.
We'll compare notes.
All right. Time for us to pack up and get going. And I mean seriously pack up and get going.
Oh, my gosh. We've been sitting here for 3 months.
3 months under a big, huge tree.
Yeah.
You know what tree debris is like? When it lands on your RV, it clogs up air conditioners. It creates organic material. You got bird poop. You got sap.
Oh, man, it's a mess. So, I was up there yesterday washing the roof because he can't get on the roof, so I got to do it all. And
right.
I can't leave with it dirty like that.
No, we've got to clean this whole thing up.
And then, on top of that, you've got ants walking around up there. I mean, big ants walking around up there. Spiders,
We did pretty good. We put some ant stuff down.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about that.
Considering all the bugs that are on this on the outside because of the trees and stuff, this thing is built really solid.
Mm-hmm.
They don't come in, which is really nice.
Uh-huh.
So I like that.
And if there is a bug that comes in, I hear about it.
Well, I try to get a cup and get him out. I don't want to kill him.
Right. So anyway,
they deserve to live.
We got lots to do. We're going to check the tire pressure. We're going to check the batteries. We're going to wash this thing. I want to really shine up those aluminum wheels and do some tire black. And
yeah.
we got lots to do. So let's get back on the road and we will keep you posted as to where we end up and where we're going.
Yep. You can just follow us on Instagram, Rocking the RV Life. We're on TikTok now, mm-hmm. Rocking the RV Life. Facebook, Jeff Kinsbach.
And rockingthervlife.com. You can follow us at cleveland.com as well, the Cleveland Plain Dealer newspaper. And we also write a Sunday column once a month in the print edition of the Cleveland Plain Dealer newspaper.
Yep.
We'll be back next week with another episode. And until then...
Oh, stay safe. Safe travels. And whatever you're in, whether it's a fifth wheel, a trailer, or a teardrop, or a motorhome, just enjoy it.
Absolutely.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.